You wanted to see me, H.G.?
Yes, I did, John. I've just been going through the expenses you incurred on the Abraka trip. We haven't had a single order out of your visit to Abraka.
It's a bit early to say, but I don't think the Abrakan visit will be fruitless.
You went there, and we haven't heard a thing from them. What's our agent doing out there? Sleeping?
As a matter of fact, I think there may be something moving out there. We've been asked for a quotation for a very large order. Office furniture and equipment for two entire government departments.
What are the chances of getting this large order? It's only an inquiry, isn't it?
No, it's more than that. We've already sent pro forma invoices so that the Ministry of Works can apply to the National Bank for foreign exchange. They want a reduction on our unit price per desk for a larger quantity than we originally quoted for. The price to be CIF Gemsa.
CIF Gemsa. Two government departments, you said. Well, this sounds more like it.
It'd be the largest single order in the history of the firm. It's a package deal. We've costed it in detail. It's true we'd be below normal price levels, but we're up against big competition. We have the capacity to produce the order, and it'd be in addition to the budgeted turnover for the year. So all recovery on marginal cost would be profit. I'm certain it'll lead to other orders in the country. Here's the letter.
A representative of our Ministry of Works will be coming to London. Obliged if you would book him accommodation. Glad to visit your factory and view the merchandise. Special requirements. Here, what's this about special requirements? What do they mean by that?
I don't know, H.G. That's the one mystery. They mentioned it in their original letter of inquiry.
I don't much like the sound of that. What do they mean by special requirements? I suppose we'll soon find out. What's the method of payment?
We require an irrevocable letter of credit confirmed on a London bank. We've quoted in local currency, and this, of course, is conditional. It's conditional on the rate of exchange which prevails on the date of our quotation, not fluctuating more than 3% either way. So we'd be protected if the Abrakan currency, for instance, was devalued in relation to sterling.
Is Peter happy about delivery dates?
Yes, we can meet them. It's meant an immense amount of work in the production planning section.
Well, you'll arrange some sort of meeting for us all then. Have you booked their representative into a hotel?
Yes, I have. And I think we should provide a car and show him a bit of this country.
All right. But you'd better find out more about the special requirements. It may be some condition we can't fulfill, and I don't think we want... A mahogany desk with built-in cocktail cabinet, secret drawer and radio? Leather top? Oh, really, John? What kind of firm does he think we are? Our business is mass-produced office furniture.
I said we'd make it. It's for the minister's personal use. They're prepared to pay. It would be additional to the main contract.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. We've dropped this sort of line from our range. That was part of our rationalization policy.
Couldn't Bob Hardiman make it?
That old chap?
Yes. He's a master craftsman of the old school. Look at this beautiful desk he made for you. You said at the time we introduced work study, during the productivity drive, that he was redundant. Well, here's a job he can be really useful on, and he'd be delighted to do it. He'd produce a magnificent piece of furniture. It'd be the envy of all the minister's visitors and a splendid advertisement for us.
Well, you have committed us to it, so we must go ahead, I suppose.